Advent Thursday Service, November 30th, 2023. Pastor John Melke.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
As we listen to these words of our text for today, we will see that God has much to say to us tonight about the soul that is still waiting for him. We're only hours away from the end of the last month of 2023, a busy month, perhaps the busiest month you ever will have, right? At my house, and one of the calendars I have in our breezeway, I already turned it over to December. I wanted to see what Misty's menu's calendar had for December. It's a picture of ice fishing going on, which is happening pretty soon. But as you think about the month coming in just a few short hours, a most busy month, what comes to your mind? Perhaps you're planning on those times to get away from the hectic life that you're dealing with right now. So you're going to head south for the winter. Wish I could join you. Perhaps you're in a phase of building something that has to be constructed and finished soon because the colder weather is coming, the snows are about to fly. Or perhaps you find yourself with a few more things to do on your honey-do list and you need a few snow days from work. Or maybe, just maybe, you're praying that you will not have any more unexpected visits to the doctor's office or the hospital again. Or just maybe you have all these plans, these future plans, these next few days and weeks plans to have a birthday party or a Christmas party with your family, friends, and coworkers. And so you have much to do. And it's a very busy time for you. Notice the difference between the busyness of this month coming up and the quiet words of the hymn that we're introducing to you tonight, My Hope, My Soul in Stillness Waits. That's our theme for these next three Thursdays, My Soul in Stillness Waits. The choir is going to sing that song after this message to you tonight. And they're also going to sing along with you, O Come, Emmanuel. But listen to these words of stanza one of this beautiful song. The choir is going to sing, For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you. And stanza one goes on to say, Lord of light, our only hope of glory, your radiance shines in all who look to you. Come, light the hearts of all in dark and shadow. So on this Thursday night, as we ponder our soul in stillness waiting for the Lord, we're going to focus tonight just on verse stanza two of that song. O spring of joy, rain down upon our spirits. Our thirsty hearts are yearning for your word. Come, make us whole, be comfort to our hearts. And where is that based on? It's based on those wonderful words from Isaiah chapter 55. Hey, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. Even if you have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money, without cost. Why do you spend money on something that is not bread? Why do you waste your labor on something that does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. Satisfy your appetite with rich food. Turn your ear toward me and come to me. Listen so that you may continue to live. Yes, I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, faithful mercies promised to David. With the higher cost of groceries, as you are well aware of, you understand that it might be wise for you to join those shoppers to take those coupons that you get in the mail and use them. Or maybe you go to the Quick Trip store and try to earn some points and get a free cup of coffee. As you hear these words, you know that why you do those things is to save money, right? What a wonderful surprise it would be if you went to the grocery store pick your favorite grocery store, maybe the one that Andy works at, right? And go to that grocery store and ring up all your items that you bought in the grocery, they're in the cart, and you get to the checkout line, and the bill is zero. No charge. The groceries are all free. That's exactly what the prophet Isaiah is talking about in chapter 55. He says, come and buy wine and milk, which is simply symbols of abundance and enjoyment and nourishment. He says, come to the waters and drink with no cost. The Lord, through his prophet Isaiah, wants you and me to, who are thirsty, to come to the waters and drink and live. Or as the hymn writer puts it, our thirsty hearts are yearning for your word. Are you thirsty and hungry? No, I had sandwich, chips, and cookies earlier. I'm fine. No, are you hungry and thirsty? Are your souls starving? They may be thirsty and hungry because of what you see going on around you. Your soul may be thirsty, your heart may be hungry because you see all the people you know who should know better but are finding themselves detracted from the true meaning of the Advent and the upcoming Christmas season. Their hearts are not in it the way we ought to think about the upcoming season called Christmas. We find ourselves so busy with the busyness of shopping online or in the store or playing those parties, work or family. We get all wrapped up in those kinds of things that we lose track of the fact that we need to find spiritual rest in God and God alone. The guarantee that the Lord God sent his son Jesus to be that Savior, the Savior who would come to live that perfect life that we cannot live, the Savior who would be that punishment on the cross for the sins of the whole world, who rose triumphantly from the grave. Yes, there are times when you and I are also spiritually thirsty and hungry. I'm not speaking to the choir tonight. There are times when we too are the same way. There are times when we become distracted because we want to outdo Clark Griswold with our lights display. We have to watch those TV movies, the Christmas movies that are out every year because that's tradition. And our God says to us, why spend money on what does not fill you up? I'm thirsty. I'm hungry because I'm guilty of neglecting God's word for myself, for my spouse, for my children. And I think I'm not alone. I'm hungry because I've tried to do other things than to wrap myself around God's word. I'm thirsty. I'm starving spiritually because I have neglected God's daily word on a daily basis, and I'm frustrated because I know I'm a sinner that deserves God's total rejection of me for eternity. But the hymn says, our thirsty hearts are yearning for your word. Thankfully, God comes to us in his word, the Bible, and he says to us to quench our thirsty hearts. And so through his word, he does quench our spiritual thirst, our hunger for our need to find repentance over our sins. So let's go down that grocery aisle and find in God's word what we need for our appetites. Let's go down aisle one and reach up and you'll see Genesis chapter 3 verse 15 where God gave that first gospel promise that he would crush Satan's head because he'd send Jesus, the Son of God, who would destroy the devil. Keep on going down that same first aisle, and there you see in the grocery aisle, you'll see all those promises fulfilled by the Christ child. In turn, go to aisle two, and there you'll find in aisle two, you'll find the great blessing of God's written word where it says that Jesus came to be the Savior. And you see Jesus himself say these words, whoever drinks from the water I give him will never thirst, and said the water I give him will become in him a spring of the water welling up to eternal life. And you hear those words in John chapter 1 where Jesus, the Son of God, became the Son of Man and took on human flesh to be our Savior. And you get to the end of that aisle too and you'll find the words from Jesus, it is finished. As you keep going around those grocery aisles of God's holy word, you'll find all the solutions you need. You'll find a grocery store of God's word filled in with all kinds of promises that he kept. And as you go to that word of God, you'll see that you can yearn for God's word because you've taken the time to shop. As you shop for God's word, you'll find a solution for all your pain, all your heartache, all your sin. You'll find in him a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. That's why I have no need to be guilty, stand before God guilty of my sins. My sin has been atoned for. My sin has been paid. The Christ Jesus has taken away my sins. I am pure and holy in his sight. What an amazing grace that is. And by God's grace, I know that I will live forever with him in heaven. The hymn writer also says, come make us whole, be comfort to our hearts. And so in God's grocery store, he answers our plea, doesn't he? He comes to us in his word and sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper like we have tonight. And he freely pours out his water of life to assure me that my sins are forgiven. I have a right standing before God and I am going to be judged not on my merits but on the merits of Jesus Christ, my Savior. And I get to be in heaven with him all for eternity. How I yearn for God's word. Winning the free groceries for the year would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Never have to worry about any bills for your groceries for 1 year. How much more should we yearn for the spiritual grocery list of God's word? Because when we go to his grocery store, we check out what is the payment for us to pay to be in favor of God, to God be in favor of us. It's also no charge. It's free. Deliverable upon the gift of God's Son, Jesus, our Savior. So we see in our text, the spring of joy rains down upon our spirits. Reminds me of Philippians chapter 4 that I read Thanksgiving Eve. Rejoice in the Lord. I say again, rejoice. Just as flowers and plants rejoice and the waters come down from heaven to water them, to make them grow and flourish, so we are to take those wonderful spiritual waters of God's word that are planted deeply in our hearts. And it makes a change. It lifts up our spirits. We have joy in our hearts. Joy to trust in Jesus as our only Savior from sin. So my friends, as you yearn for God's word every day, as you yearn for God's word, that's going to make a change in your heart. It's going to change the way you live, the way you act, the way you speak. It's going to change the way you think about this coming month, a busy season, busy month for sure. So change your attitude. Fill yourself with enjoyment of God's great blessings in this busy season. And do us a favor. Your pastors ask you to do this often. Tell someone about it. Invite someone to Christmas. If you received an email from us recently, you'll see it's also advertised in our announcements page. We have this flyer for Christmas. There's at least 100 plus out there in the back of the church on the narthex table. These are for you to take home and invite someone to church for one of our Christmas services. It doesn't have to be just for Christmas. Invite them anytime. But this is our Christmas flyer. Use it. In fact, as I was grabbing the groceries, the sub sandwiches for our dinner today at Walmart, I turned around and there's a lady with her child in the grocery cart behind me. I handed them one of our flyers. And she said, thank you, with a smile on her face. That's how easy it is to take a Christmas flyer and share it with the hope that they might have the same yearning for God's word as you do. So yearn for God's word. Trust in his promise to bless you and to guide you. Amen.